Behold!
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Howdy, friends and neighbors. Welcome into the big show here on a Friday morning in the epicenter of Woodbine, a lovely village as part of the Music City complex. Patton Cook, John Burton, Greg Pug. Hey, you know, I just threw you off with a little bit. Just a different intro.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
It's usually, you know,
you
hope you're having a good
start to a good day.
What turns out to be a good weekend.
We get all of our sponsors in, you know.
But I'm literally doing this show, not literally, figuratively, naked.
You're kind of naked over there.
Well, yeah, my laptop.
And allow us to explain, please.
No, that's okay. I think they know.
Because if you were literally naked, I would not be here right now. I'd be in my car driving back to Bellevue.
What I don't have is...
Your trusty laptop computer.
Well, I do have the computer, but the male part that goes into the mm-hmm. female part of the mm-hmm. computer, there's an adapter.
Mm-hmm.
It must have fallen off on my desk at home. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing... There's no Dell around here,
mm-hmm.
Unless anybody wants to bring me a Dell, you know, and my battery's shot.
And bring some breakfast too.
So that's fine. But no, I've got my phone right here.
Right, and you have your copious notes on your legal pad there.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
I want to know the Arizona Diamondbacks combined bullpen ERA, please.
Well, don't even. At least it wasn't Will Smith that blew that last night. That was
egregious. Yeah. What happened to the Braves yesterday? Yeah, that was egregious.
It's going
to
come back and bite them.
You can't be doing that when you're battling for.
Well, let's just lead with that.
Yeah.
Then the Braves had a 4-1 lead. Charlie Morton had pitched well. Then Arizona, 5-run seventh, and they did it off Jacob Webb, who's really pitched pretty well. But you know, not yesterday.
No.
But they got lit up for five. So they lose. Philly blows out the Pirates. So the game is the spread's only two. The spread's only two. Man, I'm living in a gambling world. The lead is only they only got a two game lead. Mm-hmm. Well, that is, it's a two game spread.
Sure.
And tonight though, here's what's happened. Coming up at 6:55, we have a start of a game that was stopped in the bottom of the fifth with the Padres leading 5-4.
Okay.
And then they turn around and play again tonight at 9:10. And then the Phillies continue with the Pirates.
Gotcha.
So if the Braves don't, you know, get past in that first one, lose the second one to the Padres, who are running on fumes right now but still have an outside chance, and the Phillies can continue to play well and beat the Pirates, it could be only a half game lead going into tomorrow.
How about it?
Huh? Yeah.
I mean, the
Braves are tighten up. That division, and this makes me ill. The Cards have now won 12 in a row, four game sweep of my Brewers. And here's why it gives me nightmares. 12 game winning streak is the longest winning streak for the Cardinals since 1982. That year, they won the World Series
and they beat your Brewers. Yep.
By Brewers' only appearance.
How many games did that go?
It went all. It went seven.
It went seven. It went the distance. Yeah.
Yeah. And
no, I wasn't trolling.
No, no,
I just
no. The next question: how many of the did you go to?
How many?
All of them.
You went to every game.
Yeah. 82 World Series.
How old were you then, if you don't mind me asking?
25.
Okay.
So yeah, that's right in my wheelhouse.
You were
single.
You were in your prime. You're like, hey now,
young, dumb, and not full of money.
You're right.
See what I did there?
I like what you did there, because I was like, where's he going with this?
I took a left.
Yeah,
I took
a hard left.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Me?
Yeah. They called that series the World Berries because it was Milwaukee versus St. Louis.
Yep. So, and I still have nightmares of Joaquin Andujar.
Oh, man.
But anyway.
That guy was a scary dude.
Yeah.
That guy threw gas, and then if he didn't get a call he liked, he would, like, basically beat up the umpire.
Yeah,
No, seriously, Patton, this dude was a hothead, man, right?
Oh, yeah. Hottest, about the hottest I've ever seen.
Dude, Joaquin Andujar, he was just a maniac.
He wanted to fight everybody.
He was just that dude, man. He'd throw inside, throw at your head. He didn't care, man. He was that guy.
He'd fight his teammates.
He was a nut. Yep.
So, anyway, back to that. Colts mm-hmm. and Titans, they back at it yesterday. The spread has bumped up a little bit to 6.
I did see that. Yeah,
so we, by the way, picking with the pickers this morning, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing, Lee Greenwood.
Friend of show. He's been on several times.
Great guy.
Yeah, good dude, man. Legendary musician, country singer. Of course, that iconic Proud to Be an American mm-hmm. song that still gets played everywhere today. So be great to catch up with Lee Greenwood today.
And but the spread went up. A really neat deal, though.
Because basically what that means is Wentz is not playing.
Right.
And you hear what Reich is might do. He might rotate quarterbacks or whatever.
With Eason and...
Hundley.
Is that Brett Hundley?
Brett Hundley, yeah.
I
had to double check.
Well,
because
there's
I gave the wrong name on the air, and I got like 5,000 tweets.
Yeah, there's
you said the wrong guy on
there's
TV.
There's the baseball Hundley family.
Yes,
with their dad Randy with the Cubs back in the day. But anyway, Derrick Henry showed a little bit of a lighter side yesterday. Apparently, his high school, Baker High School in Florida. Junior running back Caleb Wagner rushed for 535 yards and 6 touchdowns, breaking both of those breaking Derrick Henry High School records.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had some fun with it. The amazing thing about this, if you've seen the picture, Wagner was born without a left hand, and is a junior and obviously pretty amazing. But Derrick Henry. Can you see you're around him more and off? Obviously, I don't go and cover it on a day to day basis.
Yeah,
and you're out there, but you know the thing is, you can't be out there every day because you're covering everything else too. But
right.
if you're a beat writer, you're there every day.
Right.
But Henry seems to have loosened up a little bit. I think it's and maybe he's naturally shy or mm-hmm. slow to warm to things mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you can sense that he's getting more comfortable.
He's getting a lot more comfortable in the spotlight,
right.
dealing with the media. Now he has his days.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, okay, it's one of those days where it's like, okay, he's not feeling it today. Let's just get our questions in and get him out of there.
I don't want to mess with this today.
But yesterday was one of those days where he seemed to be, in a good mood. You're right. He was talking about the young man that broke his record, and he had some great things to say about that. And and Tannehill on Wednesday, he was asked about Derrick Henry. He said, yeah, this guy. I'm paraphrasing here, but he's basically saying, this guy's like a machine. He has a. A big game like he did the other day, he'll come in a couple days later, doesn't even look like he's sore. And I asked him about that, and Derek kind of laughed. He said, yeah, I like to hide it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, but he had some great things to say about the young man that broke his record.
And someone asked him, too, about when he was playing high school, did he get the ball every time?
And he's like, what do you think?
What do you think? But here's back-to-back Derrick Henry with both of those responses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I just told him to keep going. Keep working hard, keep God first, break some more records. And like I said, I've been trying to talk to him, see what I can do for him. It's just a cool situation. He was out running guys weren't touching him. This is very cool, and records are meant to be broken. I hope he breaks some more. What do you think? I just I love making plays. Love having the ball in my hand, and whenever it was, just try to go out there and make plays as much as I can, which the stats show that. So, I got the ball a lot in high school.
He's breaking up the media.
Well, I know, and here's the thing. We've talked about this. In my opinion, he's the most popular professional athlete in our city, and people want to hear from him. People want to know what he has to say, what he's thinking. And maybe that's starting to sink in a little bit, because in years past, I don't know if that was, if that message was conveyed to him. So, yeah, it's good to see him loosen up, because, listen, we talked about it earlier in the week. A couple more seasons like he's had, and we're going to start talking about Canton, Ohio. We're going to start talking about the Hall of Fame, especially, if he wins an MVP, if he, helps lead the Titans to a Super Bowl or something that. He's starting to get in that rarefied air amongst – all-time great NFL running backs, and so the attention is only going to ramp up, so you might as well embrace it.
Thank you, Patton, for those. We need to say hello to Patton over there, too.
Morning, General.
Hey, Patton, what's
up,
man?
Happy Friday, kid.
Thanks for pulling those
for us. Yeah, absolutely. And I echo your sentiment because as a young Titans fan myself, I remember Derek first coming in and started to get press conferences. And, Greg, you made a point off air. I don't think he's in a bad mood most of the times. I think he's just shy.
And he's kind of a shy guy. He's a low-key guy. He's not really a look-at-me guy. You know what I mean? And the one thing I'll say, as I'm Bogarting Patton's segment here.
Patton.
The one thing I'll say is the fact that every time you talk to him, he always deflects praise. He's always talking about, hey, offensive line did a great job. Receivers did a great job blocking for me down the field. You know, he always talking about we have to get better. We have to play better. He seems to really be a genuine team first guy, and I respect the hell out of him for that, because a lot of guys in his position would be like, you know, yo, I am the baddest man in the NFL. Mike Keith wasn't lying,
right?
You know what I mean?
I don't know about you guys, but if I ran for 80,000 yards in high school, I'd be the most unbearable person to be around. Going to Alabama, it's quite refreshing.
John didn't run for 80,000 in high school, did he?
He might have.
I ran for a few yards. Not that many.
So
not as many as Derek.
By the way, our friend Troy, you know, talking about going to all seven games of the World Series when I was 25 years old. And he goes, man, you were rich at 25. No, I slept in Milwaukee, slept on the floor of friends
right
when I was there.
Yeah.
And
you did what 25-year-olds did. Just give me 10 feet of space so I could flop.
And my tickets in St. Louis for free, because it was good friends of the son of the Budweiser distributor in the western half of Kentucky.
Okay.
So, yeah, we had free tickets. Yeah, so no.
But so even back then, you were America's guest.
I knew how to get in and get in there cheaply.
Make it till you make it, brother.
At age 25, no. I just knew.
That must have been. Yeah. I know it wasn't the outcome you wanted, but, I mean, to be able to go to all seven games of a World Series, that must have been amazing.
Well, but I will tell you, I was richer at 25 than I am now, because my net worth then was zero.
Right. I see what you did there.
Practicing yesterday, back out there in either limited or a full mode. Henry, LaJuan, Brown, limited, Saffold limited, Dupree limited, AJ limited, Julio full. No Ferkser, no Farley, no surprise on the Farley, and of course Wentz. I just don't see how he can play. They were showing some footage of him just limping around.
I know he could barely walk. He didn't practice again yesterday, and Reich basically said, listen, we're going to have to proceed as if he's not going to be available. You know, so, yeah, it's probably going to be, I guess, Eason to start and then maybe Huntley working in. We'll see.
Predators training camp, well, they're on the ice as we speak right now. It started at 9 o'clock this morning. They got the Sunday double the split games down in at Sunrise, Florida against the Panthers, 1-5 on Sunday afternoon. This is something I read last night, and I credit whoever I wrote it to, whoever wrote it, can't remember, but I didn't write it. But anyway, John Hines, the coach, this is his third season, right? This is his first full season with 82 games, a full summer of development, and a full training camp. Remember, he came in for Laviolette in, what, January?
Yep.
And then last year, however many games they played. What did they play? 60 games, I think, and didn't have the camp, all that, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But now, this is the first full year he's had with everything you go through in a year as a head coach of a hockey team. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, his third year.
Right.
Finally normal, so we'll see. I've got a lot of things going on in camp. High school football, obviously, tonight got underway last night. Oakland 29, Lipscomb 21. Lipscomb got up 21-7, and then 22 unanswered points by the Patriots. Jordan James, I've got a very good chance to be the Tim Leeper Roofing Midstate Player of the Week on Saturday morning. When
are
we
you
name
foreshadowing
it.
That?
I'm telling you. the kid's going to Georgia. 17 carries, 204 yards, two touchdowns, and the big one, when they were down 21-7, he broke one off for 75 yards to get them right back in the game. So Yeah, big crowd down last night. A lot of star power. I saw Big Joe tweeting Eddie George's picture.
I thought you said there were big stars there.
No, I said Big Joe was taking pictures of the big stars.
Okay. Shout out, Joe. Yeah. I know he's listening. Yeah. Morning, buddy. Well, we love you, man.
Of course he does. If you're not, he goes back and listens to it on SoundCloud every day just to, you know, let him know how much he misses me. Luther Richardson, it was 20 of 24, 132, but... really, that's a good win. Good football. The game wasn't even scheduled this year, and then just happenstance because, you know, they had both lost games to COVID and then or whatever, and then the blah, 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 and they both had this week as a bye week. So good for Trent Dilfer and to take his team down there against, in my mind, Oakland. I don't know, probably Maryville will have something to say with it, and not some of the Division IIs, obviously, but I think Oakland's the best team in the state.
Could you see that being a yearly game, Greg?
I think it'd be pretty cool. Yeah. I don't know that Lipscomb would want to play it. Because Oakland is just, they're like where Riverdale football was with Gary Rankin or Shelbyville when it was Rick Ensel getting the people stop by. So, to stop by and play. Yeah. Did you watch any games? Did you watch Carolina pull
away? Yeah, I had it on while I was working. Yeah. You know, I mean, hey, Jets fan, maybe Sam Darnold wasn't so bad, but you know what? You can't put that on. You know, he had horrible coaching.
He got out of jail.
Yes, it was a bad situation, and I always thought this kid had some talent, and so it's good to see him playing well. And I know a lot of Jets fans are lamenting they see Zach Wilson throw four picks last week and lose. You know, and now Sam Darnold's 3-0. I don't know. What do you guys think? Are the Panthers legit? They're 3-0?
Well, McCaffrey got hurt last night.
Yes.
And missed, what, the second half with the hamstring. So, you know. But, yeah, I think so. In that division, though, Tampa Bay, the Saints, I don't know anything about. We know what the Falcons are. They're awful. I think the Panthers can challenge for a wild card. I do. And Matt Rhule's done a nice job there. Yeah. Just sort of settling things down there. Did you see the conclusion of the Appalachian State Marshall game last night? This is why they call it gambling. Appalachian State was up 31-30. That's what they won by.
Right.
Appalachian State was a 7-point favorite with 2 minutes to go. And Marshall knew the only way it could get the ball back was by letting Appy State score.
Right.
So it was at the 30-yard line. And the Appalachian State player breaks through the line. He's wide open all the way to the end zone. No, and Marshall is just letting him score, and he lays down at the 10, and they kneel it out. He could have run it on in, kicked the extra point. It would have been a cover for Appalachian State. So if you had Appy State last night, minus 7, and they have the touchdown to at least get you to a push, extra point to get you to the win on the minus 7. He lays down 10 yards away.
Nick Chubb did something similar to that last year.
It shows you they don't care about the numbers,
right?
But you know those who do, and even the announcers were there's a lot of happy and unhappy people right now, you know, because
that is a bad beat.
Yeah. So if you were watching that. All right, that gets us going this morning. Picking with the Pickers with none other than Lee Greenwood will be with us. Tim Leeper Roofing. Tim will be on to do some picks. Our Secretary General will get us caught up with how we did last week. I think I did pretty good. No, I didn't. I had Vandy. Anyway, let's I think I was the only one to take
it. You're like, no, I didn't.
No, I don't think so. I don't even know. But anyway, he'll give us the update on where we are in the standings. Get to that. But coming up after this first break, Florida week for Tennessee. Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Five-state forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, sunshine, high 75. For tonight, clear skies, 54. Sunshine for Saturday, highs near 80. Saturday night, mostly clear, lows 54. Sunshine for Sunday, highs near 81 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Great Pope John Burton Show presented by Omni Nashville Hotel Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. Pat and Cook running things right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, Florida. Down in the swamp, Tennessee. It actually opened up like a 21.5 favorite for Florida. It's down to 19 right now. Some money coming in on the Tennessee side. We're joined now by Ryan Callahan at Ryan Callahan 24/7. Go Vols 24/7 on the F&M Bank phone line. Ryan, good morning. How you doing, man?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. Well.
Do we need to just start with quarterback? Is that the everything? Everything we've ever talked about for 6 months? Now, Hendon Hooker, I guess, right?
Well, we don't know for sure, obviously, but yeah, I think a lot of the signs that we do have, and none of these are from Josh Heupel, who continues to do a very good job of saying a lot of things that don't actually mean anything when he's asked questions about starting quarterbacks and injuries. So he hasn't tipped his hand, and we haven't seen a minute of practice ourselves to be able to say for sure. But everything we hear continues to suggest that Hendon Hooker has gotten more work with the first team offense this week and looks like he might make the most sense as the starter tomorrow. So we will see. Now that said, a week ago I would have said, you know, I think the staff maybe goes back to Joe Milton, but Hooker has played pretty well in a couple games and this might be a health thing. At least that's part of the equation, I think, because we saw Joe Milton on campus this week walking around, and I don't think he's 100%. I know some people have been kind of skeptical of that and wondering if the injury was just a kind of an excuse for Tennessee to get to see what Hendon Hooker could do last week. I don't think that's the case. I think there's a legit injury there, and he's you know, we're not sure his status, but I think that's at least part of the decision here. So we'll see tomorrow. We'll find out for sure, but certainly right now, if I had to guess, I would lean toward Hooker being the starter.
All right, Ryan, let's say hypothetically that Milton is healthy and he's just, you know, Heupel wants to go with Hooker. That's not going to sit well with Milton. He didn't come here from Michigan to, you know, play number two to anybody. What do you think, what kind of effect could this have, you know, short-term and long-term with this team, you think?
The same can be said for Hooker, right?
I understand that. Yeah, I understand Virginia that. Tech. But, yeah. You know, from Milton's thing, I won the job in fall camp. It's my job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, at the same time, you know, it sounds like he's been beating himself up pretty good about some of the missed throws he's had, and I think he knows the reality is he's going to get another chance. I feel pretty confident saying that. I think he's going to get a chance to play again at some point. Maybe Hendon Hooker, if he does get the start tomorrow, takes this and runs with it. But I think the reality is Tennessee is not moving on from Joe Milton no matter what happens tomorrow. So I think he knows he's going to play more. But regardless, yeah, I think he knows he's got to play better whenever he is out there again. And that's just the bottom line. You know, this is where things start to get more significant for Tennessee. It's the start of SEC play. Everything matters just a bit more. And they've already lost a game. So any one of these games coming up could really swing Tennessee's season in a way. So they can't take anything for granted and say, hey, it's our first year. We're playing with house money. Can't approach it that way in the SEC. You just can't. We've seen guys get set back by first year losses. They've got to take these games like they matter because they do. And you know, at the same time, though, I do think this is at least partially injury related. So I think this is going to be tough to assess until we see Joe Milton out there again and know that he's healthy. I think it's going to be tough to say what this would do. But yeah, sure. If Joe Milton gets benched for performance reasons, he's not going to be happy about that because he came to Tennessee to play, no doubt about it.
Ryan Callahan, 24/7. Ryan, I guess the FCS opponent leading into this game helped some folks heal up. Cooper Mays looks like he'll be back. Jabari Small, Latrell Bumpus looks like the team got a little healthy with the luxury of having that game in front of this one.
Yeah, they did with that game what I thought they should do, which is not play anybody who was on the fence with an injury situation that was where they were at least banged up. I just Tennessee Tech was struggling so much that there just wasn't a reason to really push anybody. You treat it like an open date for those players, and if you can't beat Tennessee Tech with your 60 plus healthy scholarship players or whatever the number was, or 70 plus, then you don't deserve to win. So they took care of business and were able to get those guys some rest. And obviously that included Joe Milton. And so, yeah, that was positive. And they got to develop some depth in that game a little bit too, just playing some younger guys who had not gotten in before, some backups who had not played as much the first two games, because they didn't blow out Bowling Green the way they needed to. They didn't get a lot of playing time for some of those reserves until the fourth quarter. So that game was valuable for a couple reasons. But yeah, maybe that was the most significant, is just getting a chance to rest some guys who weren't quite healthy. And now, as you said, we do expect Cooper Mays to start at center tomorrow, which I think is a big deal, because that allows you to move Jerome Carvin back to what's his more natural position at guard. And maybe that makes Tennessee's offensive line just better overall, because they've obviously struggled a bit the last couple games, and they're going to have to play really well tomorrow against Florida for Tennessee to have a chance.
Ryan, what about Florida? Obviously, they gave Alabama all they could handle last week, really played well, definitely could have, maybe should have won that game. A lot of people are saying, well, there might be a letdown because they're still thinking about what happened last week against Alabama. I don't know. You've been following this rivalry for a long time. I don't see that happening for Florida, right? Knowing Tennessee's coming into the swamp.
Well, I don't. I think Florida will probably be ready to play. But we've seen now both teams in this rivalry as favorites kind of play down to the competition at times. So that can happen. I wouldn't rule that out. I will say this, though. If I'm Tennessee, I'm excited to be playing Florida coming off a game against Alabama, because I think there's something to a team being worn down from playing Alabama over the years. We've seen that effect. I think, just playing a team that's that talented, that big, that physical, does kind of wear out a team. And so maybe you get Florida not playing their best based on that, if nothing else. But as far as the emotional hangover, anything like that, I doubt that's a huge factor. Playing a night game at the Swamp probably helps Florida get back into it, too. That's always a fun environment, especially at night. So I don't think so. But, this is a game Florida's heavily favored, as you mentioned earlier, for a reason. There's obviously been a big reaction to the way they played against Alabama, but even without that, Florida was going to be a double-digit favorite. So it's still a situation where everything is all the pressure is on Tennessee to show they can hang with Florida. And Florida, they showed last week they can present a lot of problems. That running game is going to be tough for Tennessee to stop for sure. And you know, Tennessee's got they've had some encouraging signs, I guess, defensively through the first three games. Certainly last week against a bad team, they had a good performance. But you know, this week we'll find out a lot more about Tennessee's defense, starting with can they stop that running game that was so effective last week against Alabama.
You know, you look at both fronts on both sides. I don't know that Florida's that much overwhelmingly better, quite frankly. I could see this one be a lower scoring game. I think Tennessee could hang in this one. I really do. And for the reasons you just said, although by 7 o'clock on a Saturday night, that place, the fans will be all earled up and ready to roll, and especially with Tennessee and national TV. But something tells me I think Tennessee's going to hang in this one.
I kind of get that feeling too. We'll have our picks here in a little while on GoVols 24/7. I'm definitely going to have Tennessee covering in this game. I don't know that I'm going to predict a close game, but I do think it's a game where Tennessee can at least hang around for a while and maybe make things at least a little more interesting than people might have expected. I don't envision a blowout, but with that said, three straight years, Florida's won this game by double digits. Last year was 12. It was a little more respectable last year, even against a pretty good Florida team last year. So we'll see if that is any comparison to this game. But I'm with you. I do think Florida's offense is not at the level where they're just going to go out there and score every time, most likely. And then and Tennessee's offense, let's face it, I've come away from all three games saying, you know, they're not playing that well offensively. They've not really had a game yet where I just said, man, that offense is clicking on all cylinders. But they've scored over 30 points in every game, and that's to their credit. Maybe this is how this new system under Josh Heupel is going to work a lot of times, you know, where maybe things are not executed perfectly all the time, but they're just going to find a way to get their 30-plus points a lot. And if that, not to say they'll score 30 against Florida, but if it's even 27 or something like that, they'll probably be in this game.
Tuesday, all of the SEC schedules were released for 2022, and UT, Army off, add Akron with that. I know there was a buyout involved with it and yada, yada, yada. This game been scheduled for, 5 years under former AD Hart. I like the fact that they were going to be playing Army, but then again, you know, you look. But the stretch that I look at, Florida at home, bye week, at LSU, and then at Alabama. They hadn't played in Baton Rouge in 12 years, which surprised me. So your thoughts on the schedule that came out?
Yeah, so it's they make a big production of it. We knew it was their turn to play LSU again in the rotation, but it's always interesting to see the order of things. You know, that stretch is obviously what's going to stand out to most people right there in the middle of the schedule, even with an open date between the Florida and LSU games. That's a tough, tough stretch, obviously, where you kind of get to ease into things. They play Pittsburgh again next year on the road, so you've got some early non-conference games to get your feet on the ground, and then it's right into the teeth of that SEC schedule with Florida, LSU, and Alabama. So that will be tough. I kind of like the South Carolina game moving to November. That'll be a different look for Tennessee, having Georgia and South Carolina in November, some important division games, obviously. Georgia moved to November this year, and then South Carolina, I think that's going to be the latest that game's ever been played since South Carolina joined the SEC. So that certainly looked different. And then, obviously buying out Army, that maybe caught some people by surprise. I think it's a smart move. Jeremy Pruitt was the one who kind of got the wheels moving on that, because he was not a proponent of having to prepare for that style of team. And then essentially spend a lot of time preparing for a unique system that can only cause trouble and maybe lead to an upset. It's just a dangerous game to play in the middle of an SEC schedule, and I can't really fault Tennessee for wanting out of that when not every team wants to play Army, and Jeremy Pruitt was never a big proponent of playing that game, and Josh Heupel might have felt the same way. So I think it's a smart move on Tennessee's part. Akron fits in much better with what they're normally going to see from week to week, and as you can obviously tell, the rest of their schedule is tough enough. They don't need the extra headache, probably, of playing Army and risking an upset with that type of system.
Yeah, those teams are always tough to play. You can prepare for them, those option offenses, and those you know, the way they run their offense. It's you prepare for it, but until you get on the field and see it, it's a lot different story. You know what I mean? So
and cut blocks and yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that that you know you might not come out of it totally healthy. It's like playing Georgia Tech under Paul Johnson years ago and asked Tennessee about that one too in 2017. Spend the whole offseason preparing for that stuff, and it's a lot of time you could spend doing something else instead of having to worry about the option.
Yeah, you dump on me. I'm just curious about the patriotism up there. But anyway. Walter Nolan, I guess I'm going to have to ask you about him every week, too. The five-star and, you know, we've talked about him being at Powell right there. You know, just a quick drive from campus and with Rodney Garner. Rodney Garner's the ace in the hole, isn't he? Because he will be relentless in a very good way. I mean, that's why he's one of the best recruiters in SEC history, quite frankly, certainly the past 25 years. But, back before Bear Bryant could sign 140 players. Tennessee still very much in the hunt for maybe the best player in the country.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to change. I think especially now that he's in Tennessee's backyard, you know, he hasn't even been on an official or unofficial visit to Tennessee since moving up here. I think this is all going to keep Tennessee in it until the end. And they've put themselves in good enough position, frankly, that aside from all that, I think Tennessee would be in it till the end. But at the same time, you know, he's reminded everyone the past 2 weeks of why his recruitment is going to be a thrill a minute all the way to the finish line, because he named the top three last month of Tennessee, Georgia, and Texas A&M. And where did he go the last 2 weeks? Michigan on the 11th, the season Michigan-Washington game. And last week he's at Florida for the Florida-Alabama game. So he's still looking at more than three schools. That's the reality. He's still going to continue doing that. And, even though he's hinted at times that he could be getting close to a decision, that hasn't happened to this point. So I think he's going to keep this thing open. Even if he ever did announce a decision before early signing day, he's probably going to keep looking around to the point that no one's going to rest easily, even the team he commits to. So it's going to go all the way to the end. But I do think Tennessee's going to be very much in that one till the end. And you'd still have to say they have as good a shot as anybody. Rodney Garner really has, as you said, done a good job with that one. And I think, again, having him in Tennessee's backyard is going to work in Tennessee's favor because he'll probably end up going to a couple of Tennessee games this season.
You know, I'm surprised when he announced those three top schools, everybody didn't quit recruiting him. You know, look at me. Ryan Callahan, 24/7. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend, guys.
See you, Ryan.
You know, big games week three, maybe none bigger than Monday night matchup between the Eagles and the Cowboys. And FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. And those same game parlays, I mean, you can bet a little to win a lot on the same game. Money line, total, sides, all the bets of who's going to score the most touchdowns, passing yards, Dak Prescott, want to go with him, whatever. You can do so many different things with that same game parlay. Like I said, bet a little to win a lot. That's very much one of the many reasons that FanDuel is the number one rated sportsbook app in America. Easy to use, safe and secure, fast payouts. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. You can see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Just sign up with the promo code GREGP this week before Dallas takes on Philly. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code GREGP.
That's GREGP.
It is. Promo code. Mm-hmm. And the promo code is also GREGP.
Better known as the promo code. Mm-hmm.
21 and older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designated offer market max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours, rather. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Top of the hour, Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing, none other than Lee Greenwood. Your phone calls on the F&M Bank phone line coming up next.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40, but the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
DW, how you doing,
hey,
my friend?
Hey, Darryl.
One thing I think we've learned is how many race fans are in the Nashville market. This is racing territory. For all those people that have sat back and hoped and wished and prayed that the Cup cars would come back, well, they're going to come back to Lebanon, and eventually I think they'll be back at the fairgrounds.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio,
WNSR. 615-844-5670. Todd Durand, that is the F&M Bank phone line. We'll get to you in the order you get to us, unless we don't care for you. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Steve-O.
Makes me feel a little better that you care for me.
No, everybody's on the board right now. We all like, so we'll okay. Get them. We're not leaving anybody out. No one will be rotated in front of you. Your name's not Jeff.
I made the cut. Hey, who do we need to speak to do a remote on the Big Island here in the next 6 months to a year?
Well, I think that Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios should be paying for the trip, and we can, you know.
I would think so.
Yeah,
I would think so. They like to bowl over there. We can make it a business trip.
Yeah.
See the baseball team's playing over there in March.
I think you need to open one up over there.
I do.
Yeah. Let me be the bartender, okay?
No, gosh.
Well, I have a bartender license.
I'm sure you do.
But, yeah, that'd be a fun trip, too. Y'all air the baseball games. Y'all shouldn't that be part of the package? Y'all need to go over there and do some pregame. Because they play there in March.
That'd be fine by me. Get no argument from me.
That'll be fun. Hopefully they get let fans in by then. But anyhow, my alma mater Lipscomb had them beat last night and gave up a late touchdown.
They were up 21-7 and it wasn't a late touchdown, but yeah, the 22 unanswered points. Now, hold on. Lipscomb was at the two-yard line with 3 seconds to go and down by eight, so obviously would have had to get the two-point conversion, too, and they handed it off to the running back Broom. I can't think of his first name. His dad's Arcente.
Alex.
Alex Broom. Yeah, his dad's Arcente. The coach, who's he coaching? McGavick? I don't know. He's coaching somewhere. Yeah. Anyway, it was a very good game. The athleticism and size really took over. And Jordan James, who's headed to Georgia, stud. Right. He broke one off for 75, ran for 204 yards, and just on 17 carries. So you do the math.
Wow. He's pretty good. Yeah. I hope that I like when the public and private play each other, but typically
they do quite a bit. You know, Pearl Cone NBA plays. It gets to really now part of scheduling. A lot of people don't want to play the upper privates. You know, just like Oakland has trouble getting games now from anybody outside of their region.
So. Yeah. I know they like to travel. Sometimes the private schools have to travel all over the state or out of the state.
Out of state, so yeah, a lot. Well, and they need to play a quality opponent in there, you know, in those. So, anyway, we'll go over the high school schedule later on. You got a big night tonight, right, with it?
UPS Store Friday Night Football coming up after the late news on News Channel 5.
Yep.
There.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve-O.
Let's go back to the phones. Get Tony in Nolensville. Hello, Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Guys, how you doing?
Good Tony.
Hello, John.
What's up, Tony?
I tell you what, there's two teams in this state we know is going to get clobbered tomorrow, and that's Vanderbilt and Tennessee. So, Greg, I will ask you, what do you think our chances are at Eastern Kentucky being Austin Peay, and what does it look like for TSU tomorrow?
TSU going to SEMO is a tough spot. SEMO's probably in a run right now, the best it's ever been. Won the conference, two straight 9-win seasons. The coach up there, Matukowicz, has done a really good job. Tough spot because SEMO was picked second along with Austin Peay in the preseason poll ahead of Murray State was one. Austin Peay should handle Eastern Kentucky. They're really early in the rebuild under Walt Wells up there. And if you do go up there, now remember, some of the buildings don't have indoor plumbing. So just want to let you know.
I am not going there, but interesting you say that. My wife, she actually is from about 20 miles from Richmond. She's in a little town called Tyner, if you know where Tyner
is. Well, is she outside of what is that? What county is that? Madison County?
I believe it's Jackson.
She's fine. She's fine. If she's outside the county that Richmond's in, she's fine.
She's okay. That's good. I'll have to throw that at her and tell her I've got some good information on her little town. They're in, like I say, it's in Jackson, and that is right outside of Somerset. Lawson,
sure. Yeah. Oh, I know where it is. Yeah.
That's where it's at. But I was just going to get your take on those because that's going to be, I think, two interesting games. I still give Eastern some credit due to the fact that they're Eastern. But it is.
Well, they've been living off that name since 1982, okay? I mean, Roy Kidd's not walking through that door anymore, okay?
That's true.
And I love Walt and Big Joe, relax, okay? And I've been making those Eastern Kentucky jokes for 30 years, so don't get your little panties in the wad with me this morning.
Oh, not me, no.
No, I'm talking to Big Joe, his buddy Walt's head coach up there, you know.
John, don't you find it interesting? It's the two teams that are vacating the OVC. First time they'll be going head-to-head.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, I think the winner goes to the loser's bracket.
Yeah, it's double elimination.
That's true.
See you, Tony.
Hey,
thanks, Tony.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
That's pretty. The winner goes. In that game, the winner goes to the loser's bracket.
Exactly.
All right, Eric, you're going to be first right after this break.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Seriously, no strings attached. attach. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Eagle View Roofing and Contracting is reminding all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to learn how you can send a military care package today. This message is brought to you by veteran-owned Eagle View Roofing and Contracting. Give Tyler, Casey, and John a call today at 615-426-4369. That's 615-426-4369. Eagle View Roofing and Contracting. They're people who care. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration says drivers be particularly alert driving during the hours when children are walking to and from school. Please drive as if their lives depended on it. All too often they do. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area, specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration. Residential and commercial, give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, wishing our kids a safe and healthy school year.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today, sunny, high 68. A clear night tonight, low 48. Friday, sunny, high 76. Saturday, sunshine, high 78. Sunny Sunday, high 80. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network and National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get right back to the F&M Bank phone line. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, listen, just a couple things. I know you're going to get to pick with the pickers in a few minutes, but I tell you what, last night is just a further indictment of the New York Jets organization. You got to feel bad for Jets fans with the whole thing about letting trading Sam Donald, how good he's looking in Carolina. If I understand, because I heard, I guess, a New York Jets fan go off earlier this morning that works for ESPN, because it's not only talking about the whole deal with Sam Donald, but they also had the chance to get Matt Rule as a coach, but they pass on him for Adam Gase, and also had a chance, too, to draft Christian McCaffrey. So that just kind of just sticks the knife further a wound.
That's Jets football for you, man. I've been, I'm from New York. I've watched Jets football for 40 years. It's what they do. Yeah. They always screw it up.
Yeah, because I think that I saw the stat this morning where they said Sam Donald with 3-0 starts throw for the second most yards behind. Mm-hmm. I guess it was Kurt Warner.
Mm-hmm.
So you really feel bad, and definitely don't know if McCaffrey will be back. I'll have 10 days to get ready for the Cowboys, and of course Dallas playing Monday night was a short week, so it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. And a couple other quick things, and I'll get off, guys. First of all, I'm nervous about the game Sunday with the Titans, because whether or not Carson Wentz is going to play or not, I think the last time we won was a Monday night game. But that's, of course, Andrew Luck didn't play, and we struggled against the first half against the Colts. And my feeling is with the defense trying to run the ball, it could be an issue for us. I'm hoping to win Sunday, because also Sunday's my birthday, so I'm kind of hoping the Titans will come through with a big victory for me. I definitely don't, and lastly, guys, I don't think Tom Brady's looking past this game to the Patriots next week, but I still got a feeling the Bucks-Rams, it's going to be a great game. But, of course, the Rams beat them in Tampa last year, and it would not shock me. I got a feeling that that the Rams are going to win Sunday over Tampa Bay, guys. But we'll see, guys. Appreciate talking to you. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Eric.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't shock me at all. Yeah, yeah. Rams are a good football team, and people are just starting to realize now Matthew Stafford is a good quarterback in the right system with good coaching, good weapons. You know, he can sling it. I mean, he had some great years in Detroit. It's just the team was so poor. It's kind of like Sam Darnold with the Jets. You know, the team is so poorly run up there in Detroit. Sorry, Dr. D. I don't mean to rag on your team.
Do you know the process to get a restraining order? You know how that's done?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Joe Dubin, you've been warned.
Yeah, he's coming at you.
A text.
He's coming at you. He's coming for you, man. He's coming for your neck.
You've been warned. That's
you better watch your back.
That's a terroristic
Joe,
threat.
Joe, right? Joe knows some people that know some people. You know what I'm saying? If you think you saw something, trust me, you didn't see nothing, Patton.
Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing, coming up next with none other than Lee Greenwood.
WPDQ Transparo.
On air and online, sports radio, WNSR,
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. President Biden is urging Americans this morning to get vaccinated or COVID booster shots when they can, after the CDC moved ahead with the recommendation that those over 65 get the shot. Those with underlying medical conditions and frontline workers also, they say, should get a booster.
I'll be getting my booster shot. It's hard to acknowledge I'm over 65, but I'll be getting my booster shot.
ABC medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel.
We should be really focusing on getting those who have not yet gotten vaccinated, because that's the road out of the pandemic, not boosters.
The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot has subpoenaed four members of former President Trump's inner circle. Authorities in Tennessee continue to investigate Thursday's shooting at a Kroger store in Collierville. It left one person dead, 14 hurt. Sources say it may have been a case of workplace violence. The NFL is bringing Monday Night Football to the playoffs. The league says the sixth game of Wild Card Weekend will be played on a Monday night. This is ABC News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a cast iron waffle and some prime rib hash, or a Kitchen Notes burger and grandma's chicken noodle soup for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From
from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Behold, a fiendish masterpiece!
This is Pickin' with the Pickers. For years, every Friday morning during football season, you've heard legends pick their picks.
Vince Gill, Steve the Colonel Cropper, Kathy Lee Gifford, Killer Bees, Dave Mason, Rob Schneider, Arsenio Hall.
It's time to pick the brains of the Pickers as they tell their tales and pick their picks. Pickin' with the Pickers is presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. And now, here are your hosts and News Channel 5's John Burton.
John Burton. All right.
That's right, man.
Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. We've done this for many, many years, and so kind to join us every year, really, and even more than once during the season. None other than Lee Greenwood. Good morning, Lee. How you doing, man?
What's up, Lee?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you're having a good morning so far.
Doing well.
We are. It's great to talk to you, man. How's everything going?
Fabulous. I'm at High Point University in North Carolina, and just got off my tour bus, and excited to talk to you about sports and current events.
Well, and one of these, well, I'll tell you what, I want to take a step back. A couple weeks ago, obviously, the 20th anniversary of 9/11 and that tragedy. And I know I'd texted you to come on, and you were so involved that weekend with different things up in New York City. But to go through that and you be a part of that because of your iconic song, but so many other things that you do in that community. And we're going to get to that in a minute. But what was that like going back up there?
Well, it was a review of what happened 20 years ago with the attack on America, and many young people who probably were too young. My boys were 6 and 3 at the time, so no way that they would remember that, probably like we remember the attack on Pearl Harbor, because right after that, my father joined the Navy. We lost 3,000 sailors. And so I can appreciate my sons not having the same kind of impact on them as it is for us who saw it happen in real time. And then after 20 years, looking back, I don't know if you know the numbers or not, but just for instance, the firemen, there were 343 firemen that lost in the two trade towers. And Tunnel to Towers is a wonderful charity about the Siller family and the younger brother who ran the 2 miles back through the tunnel to get to the second tower before it went down. So that's why I was in New York, to help them with that event that we filmed at Jones Beach on Long Island, which included Lee Bryce, the singer from Journey, the singer from Heart, the Steve Miller Band, and so forth. Just a whole bunch of people who are all there to support this Tunnel to Towers charity, which really does an awful lot of good for outside of just helping the families that lost someone in the attack. But then if you review all of the things that happened and surrounded about that event on 9/11/2001, where Bette Midler and I and Mark Anthony sang at Yankee Stadium for the Firemen's Memorial, and then I sang for the Policemen's Memorial at Carnegie Hall, which was another over 100 policemen that were lost, and then the fourth game of the World Series, which is that YouTube of me wearing the red, white, and blue jacket, which has been retired and in the Smithsonian. So it was a review of all of that, and the images just came back to me. I talked to Mayor Giuliani, the former police commissioner, Bernard, and it was all very emotional. And we had the event for the fire department at what they call the Rock, which is the training facility. And so I was just tied up all over, talking to people all over the country, which is why I really couldn't get to an interview with you at that time, and I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's fine, Lee. Come on, Lee. Come on, man.
but Lee, I think we all just sit and think about how much our lives have changed, since that day, right? I mean, it really was, You know what I'm saying? I mean, it really hasn't been the same since, has it?
No. I mean, I remember pulling up to an airport in Vancouver, Washington after a show on the 4th of July, parking my rental car at the curb, throwing the keys over to the valet and say, get this over to Avis, and running to the plane with my luggage, and they closed the door behind me as I put the luggage on the plane. Oh, that ain't going to happen anymore. You know? And our kids don't know that. I mean, it's just, that's too bad. I mean, it's a loss of freedom.
Yeah.
And now if you look at what's happening at the border and how freedom has changed for us in the impact of America's growth as a country, how much can we take? You know, I mean, how immigration has changed, freedoms have changed. But I'm still an optimist. I still believe in America. And you know what, John and Greg, I really believe in sports, because I was asked some time ago in some of the interviews we did, how important did I think sports were in the bringing back of America from the attack,
mm-hmm.
and getting us off our knees. And it's what we do as a country. We love the competition. I think in the world events, they probably like soccer more than anything. But we have NASCAR. We have rodeos, you know, the football, the baseball, whatever it is. I mean, and you guys cover it well, but it's so important. I don't know. It's just kind of like the salt and pepper and the spice in our life.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, and even last year during the pandemic, right? I mean, what's the one thing we all wanted to come together on? When will we get together, right, and go to sporting events? And you're right. And I think about Piazza's home run for the Mets in that game, and I think about what the Giants did, what the Yankees did, all the New York teams and all the teams across the country did to bring people back together after 9/11. You're right. Sports was very important, and it remains very important to this day for those types of reasons.
Because everybody's getting back out
exactly.
Now. I don't know good or bad about
right.
that, but everybody's certainly getting back out.
Because I know we don't agree on a lot of things in this country, unfortunately, but we can all agree on, you know, coming together to watch a sporting event, to root for our teams and that kind of thing. And that's the beauty of it, right?
Yeah, and we have to be cognizant of the fact about the coronavirus not gone yet.
Yep.
And
well said.
We were at a gathering at my house the other night to support my team that does so much for me, and I invited my son and who is getting a PhD at Vanderbilt in cancer research, and he brought his fiance, and so we were all hugging each other and talking, and nobody wore a mask. It's fine, you know, we're all fine. Mm-hmm. The next morning, my son calls it up. We tested positive.
Wow.
And so, but they've both been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated, and so everybody in the group had been vaccinated. And then we tested again, and we were negative. So nobody actually got passed on from the virus. But my son Dalton and his fiance, unfortunately, will have to now quarantine for 10 days because he can't take it to the lab. I mean, that's a more delicate area where you just can't take a chance and
sure.
infect, you know, the laboratory mats.
Lee Greenwood with us, Picking with the Pickers, brought to you by Tim Leeper Roofing. Tim's going to join us here in a little while. We're going to do some picking on some games here in just a few moments. And I ask, because I know you came back that Friday night with the Helping a Hero Award. You had an event here for two accessible homes for two wounded veterans. You've done that in North Carolina. And with that, and you can talk about that charity. But, Lee, I mean, you didn't. I don't think you started out in your career. You've had 28 top 20 hits, 7 number ones, but just because of that song, you are now, I think it transcends you in a lot of ways because what it means to so many people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it throws me into the spotlight sometimes when it's difficult. You know, I have a family. We have a personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And like you, I mean, you become celebrity, and then there's a conflict. It's worse for you than it is for just a normal person who has a 9-to-5 job, works all week, and at the weekend he goes to the lake and, you know, has fun on a boat, and it's a whole different life. USA has changed my life definitely, and for my family, it has also changed their life. I have a son at TCU as well, and it's funny because when he first went to the campus as a freshman, he was like, I don't want to tell anybody you're my dad, you know. And so it's like, little by little, kids start finding out that who his father was. And now he's like, yeah, my dad's Lee Greenwood. Yeah, I'm cool, you know, I'm cool about all that. And of course, he's a music maker. And so it's an interesting thing. The first thing I get is, can you sing the anthem at our next football game? Yes, I will.
Lee, October 12th, all-star salute to Lee Greenwood. It's going to be at the Von Braun Center in Huntsville. And I was looking at what a lineup. First off, Engelbert Humperdinck
Tony
Orlando.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, we have a lineup of stars. It's pretty amazing. You're going to go down the list. Actually, Engelbert has canceled.
Oh, okay.
About his life that he had the change. And that's fine. We have a lot of rotating things. But there'll be 40.
Yeah, I saw that. Wow.
Studded. I talked to Kid Rock the other night at the opening of his club downtown. Justin Timberlake's club downtown. And he'll be at the event, as well as Lee Bryce and a few others that you know and our current artists. But a lot of my friends, and you're right, Tony Orlando will be at the event. And we were at the event the other day together to support Helping a Hero, which is building homes for wounded warriors. And we've done that over a number of years. And I want to compliment Johnny Morris, who owns Bass Pro, who has jumped in to help us and has committed, first of all, to building 10 homes, which kind of steps up our program because we usually build maybe three a month, and we finish like every 6 months we'll finish six or seven homes and get a veteran into them. But this will step up things, and I want to thank him and many other donors who have helped us get these homes started. But this event on 10/12 in Huntsville is going to be pretty amazing. And just to let your listeners know that all of my shows, whatever I do, if I meet with Gold Star families before or after a performance or veterans, and I have so many of my veteran friends who we helped along the way recover from serious wounds, our wounded warriors, and the atrocity of coming out of Afghanistan with the debacle of having the 13 Marines killed, I just have no words for that. And when I talk to a veteran who had both legs amputated by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan, protecting our allies and our choices as a government, and they see this, what happened, I have no words for them. It is really hard for me to address that with someone who I admire, respect, and honor for the sacrifice they've made.
And what Billy Dean, Brad Arnold, Three Doors Down, Craig Morton, Deanna Martin, Janie Fricke, Jeannie Seeley, John Barry, Neil McCoy, T. Graham Brown. I'm going the Gatlin Brothers, the Isaacs, Tony Orlando, Tracy Lawrence, Ty Herndon. It's gonna be a busy green room.
Yeah, it is. I was sponsor man of the night before, and let me just mention this because of my interest in veterans. We have a program. If all your listeners will go to LeeGreenwood.com, really easy, click on the tab for the tribute to the music. I hate to say it's to Lee Greenwood. It really is about the music, the engineers, the producers, the artists, the musicians who all made those records, 40 years of 40 hits, and adopt a vet. Send us $100. We'll put a veteran and a caregiver in a seat to watch this television production, by the way, which will be aired in the next 2 years, and this amazing event, October 12th, the Von Braun Center in Huntsville.
That's so cool. Lee, tell me about your the Lee Greenwood signature bourbon whiskey. No, better yet. I think I need a sample
I was going to ask you about. I mean, all the hit records, the great charity work you do, the iconic song. I mean, let's get to the real, Lee. Let's get to the bourbon.
Yeah, out of Omaha, Nebraska, it's the Patriot Distillers. The company started with a Marine and a veteran and an Army veteran, and this bourbon has already, before I even signed signature onto the bottles of bourbon, they won 2 gold medals in San Francisco on international competition. So this is really great bourbon. We've broken it in Louisville, Kentucky, the home of bourbon. They have already accepted it there. It is in Tennessee, by the way. If you're in the Franklin-Brentwood area, the Red Dog Spirits are already carrying it. They can't keep it in stock. It is in a World War II canteen-looking bottle. Wow. With a number 6 on it and a dog tag. Of course, number 6 means I got your back. But it's great bourbon, and I'll see you get it. John and Greg, I'll see you get a bottle.
Thank you, sir.
I might even bring it myself to the studio.
You're always welcome here. We're all vaxxed.
Exactly. Come on in anytime you want, Lee.
Or if you just want to drop the, we like you, but you can just drop the whiskey off and leave. I don't care. Man. The I see you're playing Opry October 8th. Just does that ever get old? I know the answer. That's a silly question, right? Just going back to the Opry.
You know, whether it's the Ryman or the Big House, which used to be TNN supported, but it seats 4,000. No, it does not get old. And you know, when I first came to Tennessee, it was 1979 from Nevada, where I worked for 20 years and started my career on the road. And the first time I can remember playing the Opry was at the Big House, not the Ryman. And they're both different. They have a different feel. The Mother Church, of course, downtown Nashville, is still magic, and it doesn't seat that many people, but you're right close. And if you look at any videos of the Opry in the 60s and 70s and the artists that have performed there, it's really magic. But when I walk on stage, and I will on October 8th with my band, because now we can have our own band back on stage with us, it's just that moment of, oh my gosh, I'm here. I'm singing. And a shout out to Mark Wills, my friend, who's a great artist, and he's been inducted into the Opry, as has the Isaacs, by the way, mm-hmm. who is one of the greatest vocal groups ever, who will sing October 12 at my venue at the Von Braun. And I'll sing three songs that night. I don't know what part of the program. Generally, and I'm not saying this, just saying that it will probably close the show, you know, with God Bless the USA.
Yeah, you don't want people walking out if you open up with it.
Found that out. Oh, he's done the song. Let's get out of here.
And you talk about getting out and doing things again. I see we're in mid-January, the country music cruise out of Fort Lauderdale, a week-long cruise is starting. So things are slowly starting to come back as we, as a country, act like we know what we're doing, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the cruise is always something. I have mixed feelings. I'm 50-50 about that because I get seasick. And I tell you what, you know, airsick or seasick is the worst thing you could possibly mm-hmm. ever experience other than losing a limb or something. But I just, oh, my gosh. You know, when you say that, and what's funny is people, when they're forced to do something they really don't want, to say, boy, I'd rather have a root canal instead of this. Have you ever had a root canal, by the way?
I have. And I got lucky because the nerve wasn't where they were drilling, so it was actually not that bad, but it wasn't great.
No, so, when they drill into your nerve, it feels like you're going into your ankles. With yeah. So I do not want a root canal, but if I get seasick on the cruise, I just have to go lay down. I won't sing. But the last time I was on the cruise, Brenda Lee and I were both signing autographs when they hit the turbulence, and we had to just like say, sorry, we're done. But before I say that, I'm sure that they've planned this over the calmer seas, which it's always when you're coming back, not when you're going out. So I'd like to do my performance heading out away from Fort Lauderdale first in the first night or two, rather than coming back. Our trip, it will be the 15th through the 18th on the country music cruise. I think it's, I can't remember the cruise line. Is it Norwegian?
I can look. I just, you know, I'm sorry I brought this anxiety up for you months ahead of time.
Yeah, that seasickness stays with you. You think about it even when you're feeling good.
You know what? Even right now, you know what could help with that is some Lee Greenwood signature bourbon whiskey.
No, I'm
right?
telling you.
At Red Dogs in Cool Springs.
Yeah. I might take the rest of the day off and sample some of that fine bourbon.
Yeah, well, you'll need it if you drink too much.
Yeah, you got to do TV tonight, John. You don't need.
Darn it!
You need to stay away from. I tell you who, Tim Leeper. Tim Leeper Roofing sponsors this segment. He's going to come on with us. He is an aficionado of whiskey and is having a whiskey event. He needs to get some of Lee Greenwood.
Yes, he does.
At the event, let's bring in Tim. Tim, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Tim.
Hey guys, how we doing this morning?
Doing great.
Doing all right. Say hello to Lee Greenwood.
Hey, Mr. Greenwood, how you doing, bud?
Tim, I'm doing great, thank you. So my tour support is ABC Supply. Do you deal with them?
I do not. We're dealing primarily through Sazerac, who is kind of, you know, pointed us in the direction. This is kind of a one-off event for our Rotary Club in Lebanon. So it's going to be a really neat event, but we'd love to have some cool stuff. We're doing a silent auction, so I'd love to get a hold of a bottle of that.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll figure that out when I get back to Nashville.
All right.
Nice.
Tim, we all know the song. I mean, it's and I know what we were talking the other day just about what that song means to everybody. I keep calling it that song. It's like it's third person for a song. It means so much to so many, Tim. And I will also want to say our condolences on the passing of your grandmother yesterday. We're sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, she lived a good long life, 85 years old, you know. She was a believer, so she's going to be in a way better place than we are here. But I did want to say something, Lee. I noticed, I don't know if Mr. Greenwood has seen the video of the National Sounds where that young lady came back from her tour and surprised her parents. And
yeah, that was awesome.
The song in the background, and that probably got more traction than the Sounds win that night.
Wow. Well, no, I haven't seen that. I have to find it.
Now, well, you guys ready to pick some football games?
Cool.
All right. Well, let's start. By the way, we need to start with our Secretary General Patton. Bring us up to date. I know we had Bill Anderson last week, and tell us how we did.
Yeah, currently in week four, let's quickly go through how you guys did in week three. We picked the Vanderbilt-Stanford game, the MTSU game, the South Carolina-Georgia game, and then Titans and Seattle Seahawks. Bill Anderson, the guest last week, he picked Stanford. Everybody picked Stanford minus 12, but Mr. Greg Pogue, Vandy did not cover that. They almost did, not close enough. And then we had the MTSU game. A bit of a mixture. Tim Leeper, you picked picked against MTSU in that game. You are correct on that one. Everybody else took MTSU plus the points. MTSU did not cover in that game. Then up to the South Carolina-Georgia game. South Carolina, Bill Anderson, the guest, he picked that one right. John and Greg, you picked that one right. Tim Leeper, unfortunately, you picked Georgia minus 32, did not cover in that one. And then the Titans and the Seahawks. No one was a believer in the Titans camp but Mr. Greg Pogue. So everybody went 2-for-2 last week. The guests, Tim, John, and Greg, you went 2-for-2. So the standings still remain right now with the guest and being dead last right now at 4-8. Tim, you are tied with Mr. Greg Pogue at 8-4. John, you are firmly in third place at 6-6.
I got some work to do, man.
So Tim and I, and Lee, you're not responsible for what's happened before, okay, with our guest. All right, you know.
Yeah.
I think Vince Gill went 0-4.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So, Uncle Vinny did not have a good day.
All right, we'll start out down in the swamp. Florida is a 19-point favorite over Tennessee. Lee, we'll start with you. Florida minus 19 over Tennessee.
Well, I'll tell you what I think the final score will be. It'll be 31-10 Florida. That'll show that Florida will cover the points.
All right. Florida minus 19. Tim?
I'm with Mr. Lee on this. They put up a game in against Alabama, and Tennessee's got a good offense, I think, underneath the shell, but they haven't come out of their shell just yet. So I'm going to take Florida giving up the points.
John?
I'm with our two distinguished gentlemen here. Give me the Gators, and I'll lay the points.
I'm contrarian on this one.
Yeah,
I think this is going to be a fourth quarter game. Florida maybe have a flat spot after the Alabama game. I think Tennessee will make this close. So I'm going to take Tennessee plus the points. Over on West End, 11 o'clock in the morning, as a matter of fact, Georgia is a 35 point favorite over Vanderbilt. Lee Greenwood.
You know, I feel sorry for Vandy. I mean, it's just going to be a bloodlet. I think the final score will be 38-3. So they're barely going to make that 35 points. But I think I'll take Vandy plus the 35.
All right, plus the 35. I thought he was going to give us a push there for a minute.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
We don't do that. All right, so Lee with Vandy plus the points. Tim?
This one's tough. This one's tough for me because last week I picked them and a couple things go right and they cover last week. But, you know, we're not playing horseshoes. I don't know that Vanderbilt's got that solid of a team and Georgia does. I just don't know if he's got any Steve Spurrier in him. I'm going to go ahead for the second week and go out on a limb and take Georgia.
Georgia minus 35.
I've been agonizing over this one all week, Greg and guys. You know, thought that they could at least keep it close against Stanford, and they kind of sort of did. but their top running back's done for the year. Georgia's defense is really, really good. We saw what they did against Clemson. I hate to do this, man, but I'm gonna lay the 35 with Georgia.
Everybody's gone Georgia so far, Patton. Is that what I'm seeing?
Nope. Well,
nope.
Lee took. I'm gonna agree with Lee.
Lee took
Vandy. I just think 35's too many.
It's a lot of points.
I'm sorry. 35's too many. MTSU goes to Charlotte. Charlotte is in UNC. Charlotte is a over there close to where you are, Lee. Charlotte minus 3 over MTSU. Lee.
I don't know much about UNC, but I do know MTSU has got a good program going. I'm going to take MTSU plus the 3. I think the final score will be 17-7 MTSU.
All right. Tim?
I don't know anything about UNC either, but, you know, MTSU's lost a couple games. They're bound. I mean, they're not going to keep losing. They're just not. I'm just see, this is a coin flip.
Give birth to that baby over there. Who'd you take, Tim?
I'm taking UNC. There's
all right. That's all. Yep, Charlotte minus the 3. John?
Feeling good for some reason about the Blue Raiders. Give me middle to cover and win the game outright.
Wow. I this one, too. I don't know.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to take a middle plus 3. I'm going to go with my heart and maybe not my head on that one. All right, and I sent you guys a note when I first sent the lines out. It was 5.5. The Titans this morning are 6-point favorites over the Colts right here Sunday afternoon. Lee, Titans minus 6 over the Colts.
Absolutely. Titans minus 6. Final score 24-10, Titans.
All right. Tim?
Titans. They've proved me wrong last week. I'm going to give them a shot. I'm getting back on the bandwagon, Titans.
Well, I think the Titans will definitely win the game, but I think the Colts are going to cover. I think it's going to be a close game, fourth quarter game. You know, the Colts won't have enough gas in the tank to win the game, but I think they'll cover.
Colts plus the 6, and I'm going to go with Indy, too. They're playing for their life.
Yeah, exactly.
To go 0-3 with the schedule they got coming up.
And Reich will figure something out with that quarterback situation. They still have a pretty good defense. Yeah. I think the Titans will win, but it'll probably be like by a field goal.
I'm going to take Colts plus the points as well. So we're on the board. Tim, as always, thank you for the picking and sponsoring the segment. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, Lee. Thank you for everything. And certainly October 12th, go to LeeGreenwood.com. Ticketmaster has it. He doesn't want to call it, but this is what it is. It's the All-Star Salute to Lee Greenwood. 40 years of music, 20,
wow.
And 28 top 20s, 7 number ones, and just the All-Star lineup that is involved with that. And that's just going to be a great event. And on a little personal note, I'll be looking forward to drink some of that whiskey.
Boy, I get the message. Okay. See you guys.
Thanks, Lee. Be well. Always great to have you on, man.
All right, bye.
All right, thank you, Lee Greenwood. I couldn't one time too many on the whiskey.
Maybe
a little bit. Lee's always fun.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, what a career!
Amazing.
And one of the most famous songs of all time.
Yep.
Yep,
absolutely.
Let's do that. We'll take a break, and we'll take your phone calls the rest of the show, 615-844-5600. Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, and I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill.
Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Julius's Tree Climbing Service is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Julius's Tree Climbing Services, serving the area with quality tree service, removal, and pruning, offering military and senior discounts with payment plans also available. Call 615-920-4842. That's 615-920-4842. Julius's Tree Climbing Services, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders.
For today, sunny skies, a high 76, a partly cloudy night tonight, low 54. Saturday, sunny, high 80. Sunny Sunday, high 82. Monday, sunny, high 84. Sunny Tuesday, high again, 84. Utilizing the resources of the Bullabug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
If you want to give us a call, Lee Greenwood. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it was great.
It was. We've had a good little run. Vince Gill, Killer Bees, Bill Anderson, Lee Greenwood. The hits keep rolling. Tim Leeper, and again, our thoughts and prayers. His mother's mother passed away.
Yeah.
Had been ill for a while, and just wanted to express that as well. So, anyway, we're off and running. 615-844-5600. High school football tonight. Last night, Oakland beat Lipscomb 29-21. We're down. The Patriots were 21-7, 22 unanswered. And Jordan James, the Georgia-bound running back, just basically took over. And I tell you what, though, the quarterback at Lipscomb, he's completing. He was 20-24. I'm not making this up. He's completing about 80% of his passes, which is that's crazy numbers. And the teams they play. You can see him certainly at the next level as well. Of course, Trent Dilfer and what he's done with that Lipscomb Academy program, pretty amazing as well. So, but yeah, good game last night. Tonight, Brentwood Academy at NBA. Wow, that's that Pearl Cone at Tullahoma. These two teams are undefeated. I've got my buddy Paul, who I go visit, down in Florida, and he lives here as well. He's from Tullahoma. And I'm just messing with him. I gave him 13, Pearl Cone minus 13, just him and me. So I don't know if I should be saying that or not because it's high school football. But there are places you can get spreads on high school football games, by the way, not legally. Nashville Christian.
Use the promo code Greg P.
No! it's John B. John B., Nashville Christian at Davidson Academy, Wilson Central, Mount Julia, just naming Riverdale Smyrna. Both these teams are undefeated. Of course, Jamison Holcomb, Kelly's son, quarterback at Riverdale. And so, anyway.
He's a good game manager. Shout out, Kelly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hope you're well.
Ravenwood at Hendersonville, another good one. It's going to be a very pleasant night. Even got maybe a little jacket night tonight.
You might want to bring that windbreaker. Get a little hot chocolate while you're watching the game.
Or sneak in some of that Lee Greenwood signature. No, I didn't say that either.
Hey. Man, we're all proud to be Americans. We're just doing what proud Americans do.
We watch football and drink bourbon
whiskey.
He volunteered to come hang out with us, didn't he?
Yeah.
In studio.
How cool would that be? That's going to be great.
And he'll do it. 615-844-5600, the F&M Bank phone line. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, your Picking with Pickers segment, I think, is the single best segment on local radio on any station.
Well, that's awful nice, Bill.
Yeah, appreciate you saying that,
Thank
Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
It has been so entertaining these last several weeks. It is just tremendous fun, and you guys do a great job. I think I really enjoy you bringing Tim Leeper aboard because he's got some very interesting takes. And I just want to mention something, Greg, because I know you're a jazz guy, that you may or may not know about Lee Greenwood, but he is a fabulous jazz saxophonist.
We have actually talked about that before with Lee. I mean, Lee was in Vegas, and obviously, when that song came out in '84, really obviously that, changed his life. I think we know the song we're talking about. Accomplished musician, and yes, a very accomplished saxophone player. Yeah, Bill, appreciate that.
Yeah, so he's I mean, big time jazz chops. He can really play, and there's a few examples on various CDs. He did a Christmas CD. I think it's called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And there's about three or four tracks on there that are strictly instrumental that he doesn't even sing on. And if you can get a hold of that album, you will not believe what a great player he is on saxophone.
We'll have him on, and we'll bring that up.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about it.
You know, also, though, him and Felix Cavallari, of course, he lives here. The Young Rascals, Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. They were in even actually roommates back in the day in New Jersey before he moved to Vegas. And I didn't even realize that this was back in the 60s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Very, very cool. But anyway, I just want to tell you guys, I will absolutely not miss an episode of Picking with the Pickers because it is just so entertaining. So keep up your good work.
Thank you. Glad you like it.
Pat, we're doing post-production work right now while the production's in progress. From his call, all of his call, if you could send that to me. Thank you, Bill. That was very nice. It really was. And, you know, I said this on my Facebook page, promoting. You know, I put up Bill Anderson's last week promoting it. It's the most fun and most rewarding thing I have ever done in my career. Is that segment?
It's been an amazing part. I mean, I like all aspects of being a part of this show, but to me, you know, the opportunities we've had to talk to some people. You know, as an older guy, you appreciate, you know, famous people from when you were younger and more impressionable. And to get to talk to them and get to know them a little bit, even though we're on the radio and all that, it's been so much fun. I think back to the Kathy Lee Gifford interview, and obviously all the times we spent with Uncle Vinny. Obviously, we just had Lee Greenwood on, which was fantastic. But just to get to the Ted Lange interview,
I talked to him yesterday.
Did you?
Is he coming back? He's coming back on. I actually talked to Ted Lange.
Nice.
He is working on a project that's deep into the evening,
mm-hmm.
and of course, he lives in L.A. That would be 8 o'clock his time. He said, "Let me get through this project. Mm-hmm. I'll come on later in the season." He's gonna, Isaac on the Love Boat.
Yeah, Isaac on the Love Boat.
He's great as well.
If you get a chance to go back and listen to that that interview we did with him, whenever that was, man, on SoundCloud, absolutely amazing. Yeah. So it's been incredible for me, especially the musicians, because I'm such a big music fan and grew up listening, growing up in the 80s, listening to all kinds of stuff, rap, hip-hop, rock and roll, hair band stuff, to have those musicians on, and they talk about how it all started for them, and the Nelson Twins has been great. So it's been so much fun for me to be a part of this, man. So.
All right. We'll take a break. You want to give us a call, please do. 615-844-5600. Well, I'm Greg Pogue, and welcome to the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. OVC begins conference play Saturday with two games, Tennessee State at Southeast Missouri and Eastern Illinois at Tennessee Tech, involving league teams. TSU kicker Antonio Zita made two field goals in the win over Kentucky State in the John Merritt Classic to increase his career total to 50, fourth highest in OVC history and nine behind the overall record. UT Martin head coach Jason Simpson won his 92nd game on Saturday with his team's win at Northwestern State that moved him into fifth place on the OVC career wins list. UTM running back Peyton Logans this week co-offensive player of the week after gaining a career-high 179 yards was overall winner last week and is averaging 10.03 yards per carry, fourth best nationally. Joining Logan as co-offensive player of the week was Austin Peay quarterback Draylen Ellis, while defensive co-players of the week were Austin Peay linebacker Jack McDonald and UT Martin linebacker John Ford. SEMO punter Zach Haynes, who averaged 46 yards per punt with a long of 62, was top specialist, while TSU tight end Rodell Raymond was top newcomer with two TD catches and a blocked punt. All four games involving OVC teams Saturday can be viewed on ESPN+, including Eastern Illinois at Tennessee Tech at 1:30, TSU at SEMO at 2, number 19 Austin Peay at Eastern Kentucky also at 2, and UT Martin at number 10 Jacksonville State at 3. Follow the league on your favorite social media platforms at OVC Sports. You won't believe it until you OVC it. This has been the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. I'm Greg Pogue wishing everybody a great weekend of OVC football.
Get the ultimate mouth guard with affordable coverage from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Offering a large network of dentists and a variety of plans, you'll get better coverage than a defensive secondary. Learn more at DeltaDentalTN.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
We can see your smile, and we think you should be able to see it too. With Delta Dental of Tennessee and Delta Vision, we can improve your overall well-being by keeping your teeth and eyes healthy. Visit DeltaDentalTN.com to find an affordable plan.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pogue, John Burton, who's in my Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, Patton Cook, here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Patton underscore Cook at John Burton 32 at the Pogster at Nash Sports Radio. All of our social media platforms can be found there, and WNSR.com as well. You can go back and listen to anything you want to.
There you go.
So, Predators training camp, huh? Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. Going on this morning as we speak over at Centennial Sportsplex and Sunday preseason games. The split squad, at 1-5. And 3 weeks from last night, the season opener. 3 weeks. We're 20 days away from the opener. It will be at home against the Seattle Kraken.
The expansion Kraken. We get the first crack at the Kraken.
And so that's going on. Obviously, a lot of storylines, around it. Forsberg's going into a contract year. No Pekka.
Mm-hmm.
Saros, you're it. No need to look over
your shoulder. Is this Forsberg's walk year?
Yeah.
Wow, time flies.
I think he becomes restricted after the end of this
year. Okay.
I know it's a contract year. I'm not going to get into
that. Not necessarily a walk year.
Yeah. Johansson is certainly, they're needing, you're talking about the people they depend upon. Johansson and Duchesne, the $8 million guys.
Oh, yeah.
What are they going to do? No Ellis. How long has it been since you had no Ellis? No Yarncroke.
I know. No RV. RV's gone. Boy, this lineup's going to look really different this year.
Well, they're, you know, it's time for that, what, the Tomasinos and the Tolvanens and the Fabros on the blue line,
yep,
to come up, you know. And
oh, no question.
That's why you've drafted.
Yep.
So, but anyway, Predators training camp. Add that to your mix of things to cover.
It's about to get thick.
October, you know.
October's a thick month, man.
Yeah, because you got baseball. You know, obviously the playoffs in baseball.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're into full swing with all three, prep, high school. That's prep, college, pro, hockey. You know what's this weekend? And I was talking to Tom Hodges about it. We should have it on. The Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup's going on right now.
The Ryder Cup is...
I thought you were gonna do like Ryder Cup updates all morning long, because you know I'm not allowed to do golf updates.
I was, but I don't have. You've got the laptop. Do one. Do a Ryder Cup update there, Smarty Pants.
Oh, I'm allowed to.
Smarty Pants.
I'm allowed to.
Smarty Pants. Are they on the RT Whitney? You know,
it's probably on the Golf Channel.
It's up at Whistling Straits, up in Colville, Wisconsin.
All right, here we go. Sergio Garcia and John Rahm, two up on Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth through 16. Lee Westwood and Fitzpatrick, two up. Or I'm sorry, Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger, two up on Westwood and Fitzpatrick through 14. We got DJ and Morikawa, two up on Casey and Hovland through 15. Cantlay and Schauffele, three up through 12 on Ian Poulter and Rory McIlroy.
All right. That update brought to you by John Burton Golf.
Sponsored by no one. Unsullied by sponsorship. Promo code John B.
What are you doing over there? Patton.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing?
It's a blank show right now.
There it is. It's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it was on the Golf Channel. It's 218. I could have told you. DirecTV. And we don't subscribe to the service.
Okay, well, there you go. All right.
All of that for that. Let's do this. What were you trying to do? Find it through the back door somewhere? Uh-huh.
I was just typing it in. I don't have DirecTV. Who knows?
Where are you going?
I'm hearing weird noises in the parking lot. I got to go check it out. Be right back.
There's a lot of truth to that with our squatters we've had out there. All right. Who is it, Patton? Who is it?
Kenny,
the mailman, you're going to be our last caller of the day because we can't get any better than you unless Eric calls back. All right, let's take a break.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Julius's Tree Climbing Service is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Julius's Tree Climbing Services, serving the area with quality tree service, removal, and pruning, offering military and senior discounts with payment plans also available. Call 615-920-4842. That's 615-920-4842. Julius's Tree Climbing Services, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders.
For today, sunny skies, a high 76, a partly cloudy night tonight, low 54. Saturday, sunny, high 80. Sunny Sunday, high 82. Monday, sunny, high 84. Sunny Tuesday, high again, 84. Utilizing the resources of the Bulldog Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Got a few more moments and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoos. But first, let me tell you about, and everybody knows this, you know, buying a car can be overwhelming, especially now the demand is back in full swing. Lucky for you and us and me and you and everybody, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of car shopping for over 50 years. That's a half century. Edmunds editors drive over 500,000 miles every year, testing thousands of hours on hundreds of new vehicles. They review almost every car on the market, rank the best ones in each category, so you can narrow your search, compare options side by side to find the best vehicle for you. And when you're ready, Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimates. And the website has these great filters. You can search by, you know, obviously the color, the model. We know these things, the special features that you want. Certainly the price point, the warranties, all of those things. Things that I don't know anything about. Engine type, I don't know. Drivetrain, what? That's where Edmunds comes in with those great filters. Edmunds is here to guide you to your perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see the best car rankings and search for vehicles near you. That's Edmunds, Edmunds.com for cars. There's Edmunds. How better way to wrap up the week than a phone call from Kenny the Mailman? Hey, Kenny, good morning.
Good morning to more than just two guys on the radio, two good friends.
Well, you, thanks, same
Kenny.
As well,
appreciate that, man.
Yeah, and that's pretty neat how radio can get that way if you let it. Listen, I was watching the Seattle-Tennessee game over, and I was dying laughing at one part because a lot of people talk about, well, you should go by the letter of the rules. You should enforce every rule there is. I'm glad, I don't know if you noticed, the referees and the umpire did not notice a rule that could have absolutely ruined the game. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Everybody in the world knows that Russell Wilson was tackled for a safety.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was just clear. Even the referees, the split second they called it, knew it. Because if you watch in the corner, Jeffrey Simmons took his helmet off. And I'm not talking about near the sideline, right at the hash mark, and threw it down. And one of the referees pointed at it. But he did not pull that flag. Can you imagine if it would have been first and 10 from the 16 for Seattle instead of them having to punt?
Yeah.
Because that was a dead ball personal foul, and I guess at any other point in the game, except that they had just been embarrassed by missing a call.
Yeah, I guess I didn't notice that.
Oh, yes. I mean, and it is very, very clear. So I know, I don't know if they stressed it, but no matter what happens, you can't shoot yourself in the foot over something like that. I would have hated for them not to have to punt from the one just because of taking your helmet off. But, yeah, it happened.
And you don't want to give a quarterback like Russell Wilson new life, you know, in that situation.
I was holding my breath that whole game, but, boy, what a win. But you got to put it, you know, behind you because this is a huge game coming up.
It really is, man. It's an opportunity to really put the Colts in an 0-3 hole and get yourself to 2-1 and really, you know, make yourself the lead dog in the division.
Yeah, it's bad for the Colts because this is almost a must for them. Because in pro football, it's that awful feeling of using everything you have to dig out and then you get at 500 and you lose another one. So hopefully we can really push them back this week. Y'all have a great week.
All right. Take care, Kenny.
Thank you, Kenny. Busy, busy weekend. Tomorrow morning, Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, our Players of the Week, BGA, our Mid-State, Tim Lieber, Mid-State Player of the Week for last week, will be a guest. BGA running back Sean Williams and his coach Jonas Rodriguez. And then our legend tomorrow morning, Vol for Lifer Bubba Miller will be on with us. Of course, Brentwood Academy, Vols, and talk a little bit about the Florida Tennessee series when it was competitive with that. And so got that. Tomorrow night we've got WKU football, Indiana. Yeah, Big Ten in Bowling Green, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock the kickoff there. MTSU at 5:30 this afternoon at Charlotte. It's on CBS Sports Network, as a matter of fact. Be pretty cool with that. TSU at SEMO. You can find out how to listen to that if you want to listen to me and Will Brown on that. UT tomorrow. Florida high school football tonight, right?
UPS Store Friday night football tonight, right after the late news on News Channel 5.
Patton? You working tonight?
We are off tonight. Had a soccer game last night at Austin Peay. Got another one tomorrow night, or Sunday, I should say. So I'll have the Titans game on one screen, and then I'll be calling a little Austin Peay women's soccer next.
All right.
And that's right. Then, Nashville SC is what time? Noon on Sunday?
Yep.
Okay.
What, Chicago?
Chicago.
Right when the Titans are playing.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Go head-to-head against the NFL.
Follow at Live Life Drake. Drake Hills. He'll get you caught up on the soccer. If you're watching the Titans game, follow him on Twitter.
Yep. Braves baseball tonight. They've got two, as a matter of fact. The completion of one, pregame at 6:55, then the later as well. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. Enjoy. It's the first weekend of autumn. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend.
I've got a pumpkin spice latte. I almost thought
we'd got through that. I swear to you, I will not bring up the season we're in ever again on the air.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't. Plaz at 2, Zach and the crew at 4, and Jim Rome next. Get out of here.